7 minutes past midday. Sarah with you this afternoon. It's time to delve into the world of technology then with our tech expert, Fevzi Turkalp from Gadget Detective. There's a point, isn't there, where sometimes you wonder if technology, Fevzi, is going to drive you slightly insane. I reached that point today before the show when I've got smart speakers around the house, okay, which is something I've invested in over the last year or so. And they're all having a funny turn at the moment. So not only will they not turn my alarm off, so it goes off. I'm not going to say the name because it'll set all of the smart speakers off around Berkshire when I do. But the alarm goes off. I tell it to snooze. It doesn't do anything. I tell it to snooze. It doesn't do anything. I tell it to switch off. It still doesn't do anything. First of all, that drives me mad because the alarm is just constantly going. The other thing it started doing as well is I have it set to tell me the latest results in certain football matches. So in my case, it's the Reading matches and the Leicester matches. And every time I ask it what the result is, the day after the game's been played, it tells me that the game is still coming up. It's the road to madness, I tell you. I'm going to be convinced that I don't know what day it is. I hear a constant alarm in my head. Technology is not necessarily all it's cracked up to be all of the time. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, they're not completely smart. One tip I would give you is if your smart speaker suddenly starts becoming a bit cloth-eared, vacuum it.
Really?
Yes, because it's depending on the model you've got, it will have a number of little microphones around it to pick up your voice from all around the room and to work out where you are. But usually those microphones are facing upwards, and they can get little bits of dust in it. So if you just use very gently, use a vacuum cleaner on it.
Right.
And it can help. But sometimes the changes in these machines is because, although we call them smart speakers, they're not really smart. All they're doing is listening for the wake word, which I will also not say.
Yeah.
And then after that, send a recording of whatever you say after the wake word. And the really smart stuff is not in the speaker. In fact, the smart speaker is a dumb speaker.
Yeah.
The smart stuff is all done on the computers at, Amazon or where, Google or whoever's system it is. And then a recording of the answer is then sent back. So that means that the benefit is that they keep updating the software and you get new features and new capabilities, but sometimes they break certain features, just like any other software. When they update it, it can have unintended consequences. And it sounds like that's what's happened with your sports results.
Yeah, I mean, two things strike me based upon that explanation. One, I'm very disappointed that there's not just a tribe of people who listen to what you say into your smart speaker and then scribe it out or actually say what you want them to say back to you. That's disappointing in itself. Second of all, whoever thought we would find ourselves in a world where I'd be hoovering my smart speaker at the weekend. Yeah. Well, but here we are.
Bits of dust, if they go into the little microphone inlets, then it can cause it to become...
That's cloth-eared. A great tip. That is great. I will definitely run with that for sure. right, now let's talk about some of the tech stories around this week. And the first one is all about artificial intelligence.
Yeah, so this is about a new piece of software developed by IBM and Pfizer, the drugs company, whereby they've been able to use AI to spot very, very early signs of Alzheimer's disease in people who are currently healthy. So at the moment, it can be predicted to some extent up to about 7 years before one develops Alzheimer's disease that one is likely to do so. With this software, they can do it up to 15 years before, so 7 or 8 years earlier. And the reason why that's important is that although there's currently no cure, there are treatments for some people that can slow it down, and also there's an opportunity to make lifestyle changes. So for example, get better sleep, exercise, that sort of thing, the things that we believe are risk factors if you don't do them. So but the way it works is quite interesting. There's a little pencil sketch drawing. It's an old-fashioned drawing of a what looks like a housewife, and the water is spilling out from the sink, and behind her, the children are trying to steal cookies from the cookie jar, and they're about to have an accident. Mm. And what they do is they get people to look at that drawing, and then looked at how they described it. And because of the way that there were subtle changes in speech, in syntax and grammar, can be early signs for an AI system. And the reason why it works is they've got recordings of people describing this going back to 1948. That's why it's a very old drawing. Mm. And of course, from 1948, they've got data on which of those people then went on to develop Alzheimer's disease. And the AI can spot correlation between certain aspects of the voice and the speech and those that went on to develop it, and it picks up these things. And it's quite remarkable because we're seeing in all sorts of fields now how AI systems are spotting things that humans cannot. So, for example, IBM's Watson, which is its AI system that can learn lots of different skills, is now better at spotting cancer from scans than the best consultants.
Wow. Gosh, that's saying something, isn't it? That's
extraordinary. And then it puts together a bespoke treatment plan for that patient based on their own genetic profile. So these are things that human beings cannot do.
Yeah.
It's already doing it better, and this is just the beginning.
Remarkable. So clever. Okay, your first gadget of the week this week is a camera.
Yeah, can I just say I love this, and I'll probably be spending my own money on one of these.
Oh, wow. Praise indeed. Okay, go on then.
I'm not allowed to keep it. I'm going to try and keep it.
Hide it. Say you've lost it. See what happens.
I'm trying to just deny having had it. So it's from a company called DJI, who are known best for their drones, you know, these flying things. And drones are, the high-end drones are mostly used by people who want to do aerial photography. So they've got a lot of experience of producing really good stabilized cameras. So this thing is called the DJI Pocket 2. Think of a really fat and slightly tall marker pen.
Right.
Okay, that's the sort of shape. So you hold it in your hand.
Yeah.
And on the top is a little camera, but it's what they call the three-axis stabilized camera. So as we move, be it when we're walking or in a vehicle or any movement from our hand, it stabilizes. It has sensors that detect that movement gyroscopically and little motors that correct for it. So no matter what you do with your hand, the camera is rock solid. It's steady. It doesn't move. And it gives you this very, if you're doing video, for example, very fluid cinematic shots. Okay. And this sort of technology, you know, it literally costs millions when they're making movies with it. These things are but this thing is about the size of a chocolate bar. I mean, it's just quite amazing. It's 116 grams in weight.
Yeah.
This is the version 2. It's only been out 4 days. And it can shoot 4K video at 60 frames a second, which is pretty much as good as it gets in high definition HDR. So just amazing quality in these things. And it can do things like stream directly. So if you want to live stream from it onto YouTube or Facebook, for example, it has that built in and it will do it for you. It's got this other thing called Active Track, so you can set it up on a tripod and then it will recognize your face, and then as you move around it will follow you. So it's like having your own camera operator. So let's say you want to do your own podcast, or let's say you just want to do, you know, video, and you're in the kitchen, you're walking up and down, or whatever it is you're doing, it can follow you. It can follow a pet. People who do horse riding use it to follow them, you know, doing, I don't know, dressage or whatever it's called, you know, as they go around. And it's very, very intelligent. It will also do something called motion lapse, time lapse, and hyperlapse. So you get these amazing videos, you know, like stop motion, but quite incredible because it uses the image stabilization. And the thing I love the best is glamour effect mode.
Oh, really? Have you been trying this out? What's involved in this?
Well, it doesn't involve it artificially removing my clothing. Look, you've heard the expression, a good face for radio, right?
Yeah.
I have one of those. I have a very, very good face for radio. And I've always been frightened of doing video. But now, with glamour effect mode, I have a fighting chance.
What does it do to you, Fevzy?
It excites me terribly. it's kind of in the old days they used to put a little bit of gel on a lens to give it soft focus, to just take out the wrinkles and stuff. It just makes one look slightly less grotesque.
This sounds great. I mean, I've got to be honest though, for all these features that you list, this sounds like this is going to be quite expensive to buy.
So it's not cheap because of the quality. I mean, the alternative to this would be either a digital SLR or to some extent a high-end smartphone, but none of those have got this active gimbal thing where it stabilizes it, which is the key feature. I think in terms of price, you're talking about roughly about £350 for the basic one. You can get the bells and whistles version with sort of more accessories. So yeah, 339 list price, and that will come down.
Yeah.
So this is the Pocket 2. The Pocket 1 or the Osmo Pocket one, as it was called, went down to about $239 eventually. The list price, $339 for the basic one, and for the Creator Combo, which includes a wireless microphone and a wide-angle lens and a tripod, is £469 list.
Okay.
But it's literally out 4 days, so it will be selling at full price now, but soon it will start coming down a bit.
I can tell the reason you want to keep it is because of the glamour mode, Fevzy. I can tell it's all about the glamour mode.
I know. Yeah. I misunderstood it. I just thought, you know, that there'd be like models appearing on the screen or
no,
something.
It's not
that at all.
No. More from Fevzy to come then. That's the DJI Pocket 2 camera with built-in gimbal, which is our first gadget of the week. 20 past 12. Gadget detective Fevzy Turkalp is with me talking about the news from the world of technology. And we've already done your first gadget of the week, which was the DJI Pocket 2 camera with built-in gimbal, which I know you're particularly struck by. Let's move on now to a piece of software, actually, this one, your second gadget of the week.
So this is unusual, but I'll try and explain what it is and why it's special. Most of us are aware that a company called Google produces a browser called Google Chrome. So it's a piece of software that's often on our computers, allows us to access web pages. Not everyone will be aware that there is a version of Google Chrome called Chrome OS, where it's not just a browser, it becomes the whole operating system.
Right.
And there are things called Chromebooks, which are sort of cut down computers that don't run Windows and don't run Macintosh software, but just run all the software effectively in a browser in Chrome OS. Now, the problem with that is that, you know, it's not compatible with Windows, and a lot of people who've got those machines need to use Windows applications for one thing or another. So that's the background. A company called Parallels has produced a piece of software called Desktop for Chromebook Enterprise. And what it enables you to do is actually run Windows and Windows applications on a Chromebook. Even though it doesn't, you know, so it's called virtualization. It runs it in a box, if you like. So it is running real Windows and real apps, but it's running it in a box on top of the Chrome OS operating system. So what that means is that people who have these sort of Chromebook Enterprise machines, now when they need to access Excel or Word or whatever it is that they specifically need Windows for, they can do it. I've given it 4 stars out of 5. It would have got 4.5 were it not for the fact that it's a subscription. £49.99 a year. So it's for people who've got a very specific need. I would like to see that price a bit cheaper, or ideally an option just to buy it outright. But still, it's quite a remarkable technical achievement that they've managed to get it running. I should also say that DJI Pocket 2 that we mentioned, it's 4.5 stars out of 5, which is
right.
I never give above that.
So well, that's now I feel like I want to know what it would take for Fevzy Turkalt to give something 5 out of 5. I mean, effectively, you're saying it can't be improved.
Need a time machine.
Well, something with a better glamour mode, seemingly. I mean, maybe that would take the biscuit for you. Who knows?
No, I think this is enough. What are you saying?
Okay, so the two gadgets of the week this week then, the DJI Pocket 2 camera with built-in gimbal. So 4.5 stars out of 5, praise indeed.
Yeah. Have we got time for one AI, very brief AI story? I can do it in 30 seconds.
Go on.
So the last presidential debate, you know, they've been fact-checking the candidates because apparently politicians sometimes tell porkies. And now they're using AI. One company is using artificial intelligence to fact check them in real time. So as the words come out of their mouth, it understands the meaning of the claim.
Yeah.
And then it looks it up and tells you whether that's true or not. And actually, that's to do that in real time is very clever.
Yes.
I wondered if they would just do it on the basis that their lips were moving. But yeah, apparently it's more sophisticated than
well,
that.
I was going to say, this is like a very elaborate version of Jeremy Kyle's lie detector test, isn't it, really? But a lot more intelligent.
Yeah, but it is incredible. Almost everything that we go through, including that DJI Pocket 2, the word AI or the term AI is occurring in all these products and services now, and that's what we're seeing increasingly. Everything is being reinvented, but artificially intelligent. You'll have an AI toaster. You'll have, you know, the ability to speak to a machine and have it actually understand you. And you spoke about smart speakers before, and I said, well, they're essentially dumb speakers, but they're still not really true AI. But you can just see where we're going. Where we are now is, imagine, you know, cars 150 years ago and what they looked like and what their capabilities were, and then imagine a modern car. Our AI is even more basic than that at the moment, but it will change and these things will become sentient, and it's going to be a whole new world.
It really is. Fevzi, great to catch up with you as ever. That's gadget detective Fevzi Turkalp on BBC Radio Berkshire.